To su pošlajmo, aby Nachum ben Israel.
Nachum ben
Israel.
Nachum ben
Israel.
Nachum ben
Israel. Yeah. Trying to get Kiddush. So, we said that the Shulchan Aruch starts with Kiddush first in the shul, and then Kiddush in the house. So, for the Makar of the Kiddush, the Gemara of Sochum, Daf Kovov, the Gemara brings down, Zochas Yom HaShabbos V'Kaddishoy, also going to say that Dibroiz, Zechrei Aliyayim Kisosoy. First, has to remember the wine in the Kisah of Shabbos. So first, to get involved with the Geder, with the Chiyav, with the Klol, and the Geder, the Potsuk of Zochas Yom HaShabbos V'Kaddishoy. What is this Potsuk coming to tell you? So first, Rashi on the Potsuk, he says, Tnu Lev Lischa Tomid. Person should remember the Potsuk constantly. Dibroiz brings down the Loch we saw in Sim Rishnon. The person who has a chavit siyafa during the week, he should remember to buy it during the week before Shabbos Kodesh. If, for example, let's say in Yishchuna, Bodek gets sold out by the end of the week, you make sure at the beginning of the week, the ma'aseh, go buy Bodek. Or the Moshe, let's say your wife's come back from America on Sunday, or after Sunday, and gets certain things from America, or they can get Eretz Yisrael, whether certain types of foods, or certain soft tissues. So you make sure the ma'aseh, you buy it on Sunday, to cover Shabbos Kodesh. Now, Shelley pointed out, that's the study of the Pasuk, from Kofi Rashi, I want to buy things, Kofi Chaps on Sunday, is going on Be'ed after Zayin. Over there, Be'ed Me'ed Machlikis, Shammai Zokin, and Hillel Zokin, was the correct thing how to go to. Shammai said, every day he would buy the Kofi Chaps, he found the Behemoth law, Oymizu the Shabbos, then he'll, next time we'll find an other Behemoth, the first animal he'll eat, and this animal is even nicer, this one will stay for Shabbos, and the whole time, the whole week, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, he was even covered Shabbos, he can't see worrying about Shabbos. Tzad HaSheni, Hillel Zokin, he'll buy everything on Erev Shabbos, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. So Pashas, effective on Rashi and Pasuk, once you have Hillel Zokin saying a person should only buy things on Erev Shabbos, why in the world should Rashi bring down, they should buy from things from Sunday and onwards? So we saw the Mishmur and the Mishnun, they bring down the terrace from the Ozeruah, go down with the Daka Moshe, the Mogavram, the Bachalir. The loch is be'etzim the isno machlokes Hillel Hazokin and Shammai Hazokin. Avada Ibn agrees odiv tvei at the pasuk of Zochas Yom Shabbos the Kaddishoy to buy from Sunday and onwards, worry about Shabbos from Sunday and Lalon. However, Hillel was working on another midah to mechazik the midah betochon Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, and it said his dargo, what he wanted to work on, he felt it was more important to work upon the midah of betochon. However, mamshik l'chavetz chayim shab ne odim. We should be noted by Shammai, that we still agree to, and it's worry about the idea of buying things from Sunday onwards. So first you have the pasuk Zochas Yom HaShabbos, the Kaddishoy, Rashi says, Leib Tomid, to remember it from Sunday onwards. The way the Ban says, and it says Dibroiz, it's a little bit of a different nusach, how to say over this side. He said over what Zochas Yom HaShabbos, the Kaddishoy, should Nisker Tomid V'chol Yom. Every day you should remember, and not forget, and he can go to explaining, you should not switch for the days of the week. That means the night when they switch Shabbos, for Sunday, they made the weekend or their Saturday on Sunday, not to go switch it. It says he cited the pasuk is Yisko Ma'ase Bereishis. To know there's a bara olam over here. This is a is benu beinechem. Is that ikar godol b'amuna kel? This is the ikar amuna. If you remember every single day Shabbos, this idea that we remember every day brought down by the Ben Mechai and the pasuk, the Chavadim Paraktes. The Chavetz Chaim, as far as I see, brings down numerous forms. Chavetz Chaim has a Sefer Mitzvah, the Targum Mitzvah. The Seyu Tes, it brings down the Mitzvah Seder Reisel, to remember every day Shabbos over here. It brings down the Nitzchei Sol to the Americans, but the Machni Sol to the Russian Army, it brings down the Chelkal Chalit Beis, and Shem Olam, it brings it down to remember every day. So again, we have one Malach over here, every day, from Sunday onwards, to remember Shabbos. Again, it's Ramban, Udimei Dan from Chavetz Chaim. Tzad HaSheni, the Ramban, in Perichot Tes, he says that we have a mitzvah saying my Torah Zochas Yom HaShabbos the Kaddishoy. What does that mean? He says Zochas is a chayav b'kisasay u'b'tziyasay. We have a chayav only to remember on Shabbos. He says what's b'kisasay? He says b'kiddushayayim. What's b'tziyasay? Navdol. That means the Rambam disagrees and says you do not have to remember Shabbos and Sunday and onwards. You have to remember only b'kisasay u'b'tziyasay, only on Shabbos itself. That's how the chinuch brings it down. Dr. Shulchan and Arachayim Sibin Samach says, we do not pass like the Ramban, we pass like the Rambam. Shlomo Zalman says, the Ikar Locha is like the Rambam, the only chief to remember Shabbos is on Shabbos, and not during the week. So it comes out, Baker, we have two malchim among the Rishonim and among the Poskim. What is the pasuk Zochos Yom Shabbos and Kadosh going on? Is it every single day of the week? Or is it on Shabbos? Now, I could ask a question. In simulation, John, again, we just said, we brought down, we have to remember by things from Sunday onwards. You could say the Rambam who says only Mikristos Bitsiyosai does not bring down the Dinah Chol from Sunday onwards. It's not brought down by the Rambam. Could be he's Lashitosai. What? No, not both things. It's similar to the question that if people learn Ben Azman according to Rashi Shita that says anything that Nachum will do is Isbal Toysef. In fact, there are some Meirch, learning Ben Azman is Bal Toysef. Now, obviously, there are some Meirch when the Iskash is leading to a point, everyone understands the answer. So, just like there's not Bal Toysef, Ben Azman, or Ben Azman, same thing over here also. You'll have to learn Ben Azman, Ben Azman. Sechem and Iskash also, how you'll learn Sechem and Arsamech. But again, the question was for the answer, or maybe not. Now, so coming out, we have two studies over here. Now, the question is, if so, what's the Rambam left out of the Sugya Chon from Sunday onwards? Well, the Maestro, the Chometz Chaim, he does bring it down to prepare things from Sunday onwards. You could tell him the Chometz Chaim is the Shetosoy. The Maestro, Shalom Zalman says, Ik is like the Rambam. We don't remember from Sunday onwards. All the place giving down to the Rishon. Of course, Shalom Zalman stands, he said, over here, it's a smack of Alma. We have to stand, a smack of Philip Beer. Maestro, again, so we have one Yisrael over one Machlekis. Again, we showed him down to the Poskim. What is Zohar? Is it for Shabbos or every day of the week? On the tzad, that the idea over here is every day of the week. What exactly is the ged? What does that mean over here? So the Rabban brings down the Mechelto. Mechelto says, in Yisroi, Yitzchak says, you should loitei moina k'derach shachem moinim, eltei moina l'shem ha-Shabbos. When you count the week, count it l'shem Shabbos. Now, let's say, well, Mechelto's among the Achonim, what does that mean? You showed him. Come with the Ramban, he writes Sayin Pashas Boy, Sayin Pashas Yisroi, Sayin Joshua and Rosh Hashanah. The story over here is that going when they count the day of the week, they say Monday, they say Tuesday, or other Lashonis that are not intertwined with Shabbos. Mashek and Yid, how they count, they count Lashem Shabbos, say Echab Shabbos, Shenim Shabbos, and this is the mitzvah, this katomet, what's the chiv Zachos Yom Shabbos and Kadoshoi? Zep Shuto Shal Mikro to say Yom Mishim Shabbos Yom Shenim Shabbos. Anyone who says Sunday, Monday, Mevatel Asay Deraisa. Asay Deraisa. Now the Dibayo will explain Pshat and Ramban. He says not mean every day you have to say Yom Rishon Yom Sheni. Just means when you say the day of the week, you say it not Sunday, Monday. You say Yom Rishon B'Shabbos, Yom Sheni B'Shabbos. This Ramban is brought down by the Ritva in Rosh Hashanah and Daf Gimel, the Shlon Chulin, the Chedim Perek Tes, the Kar Chaim in Sibur Shain Aleph by us. Yosef Oimitz and the Pirim Kodim, the Akdoma, the Sefer Nutrikin, Chassam Sefer, when he writes about this in Torah Smoisho, he says, I give it to Chochos Musar, that I give most of the people how they write letters or emails. When people write letters, they make the date, they write Sunday, and they write the month is January, and they write the year 2024. So the whole, all three are Usar. He says, the idea of writing the day of the week, Ramban, about this, say the Reiso, say Yamishan Nimshain B'Shabbos. The day of the month, Achosh Zalachem, she writes Nisan Ir Sivan, or the first month, the second month, January, February, the year 2024, that's after the night shim. Yehuv Hashem Elim Echem Lo Shaskiru. You have three problems over here. Well, Mais and the Geir to us, all three have an answer to it. How defend the Sivan? Mais and the Geir to our Sivan. He said to Chochot Musa, how did ever a person write the idea of Sunday, Monday? Mavat Lesser. We'll get to. First, he's saying, when you write the day of the week, I'm not saying you have to do it every day right now. So, when you say the day of the week, you should not say Sunday, Monday. With Vat for the rice, you say Yom Mishim B'Shabbos, Yom Sheni B'Shabbos. The Chai Odom Klal Aleph Sif Aleph. He starts off with this halach over here. When he counts the days of the week, he says Yom Mishim B'Shabbos, Yom Sheni B'Shabbos. And all the Mamshach and onwards, that's Kedusha Shabbos. Chometz Chaim in the Sefer Mitzvahs, the Seyu Test, when he brings down the Ramban, he says Yom Mishim B'Shabbos, Yom Sheni B'Shabbos. The Vanish Chai, the Kavach Chaim, the Shemir Shabbos Kol Chosoi, and others bring it down. Leilam points out, Maisa, Leilogim came. Maisa, people say Sunday, Monday.
Israelis.
Moin Am is not like. So the Divayol, he said, Shan Rabban, so in Shuvan, the Chel Alef Sim Tezvav, he writes, Ready, Minik Gedoilim Ukdoishim, do not be Zor upon this. We have a Maisa Rab over here. He said, The Lot is Rafa Biyadoi, you say, Puchazi Maida Amid Abar. Koshken, we have Dolim Ukdoishim over here, Avadi Yishim Yilismuch. How can you defend those who say Sunday, Monday? So the Goyish Sag, He has a couple of points. First, he said that Nisa, this halacha is not brought down with the Shulchan Aruch and Nisa Kalim. The whole of the Shabbos with the Torah, the Shulchan Aruch, Moravom, the Taz, the Pirim Godim, Mishnebruch, it's not brought down. Where is it? It's not brought down with the Paiskim Aleph. Second, you couldn't bavling Yishalmi. It's not there also. It's a Mechilto. Fine, but it's not bavling Yishalmi. The second point. Number three, even the Mechilto, I called Rav Yitzchok. There's a bunch of Mamorim over there. A lot of Mamorim are arguing Rav Yitzchok over here. Number four, it says, even the Izzer Rav Yitzchok. Is it the other Pshan Rav Yitzchok? I said, one mouth Pshan Rav Yitzchok. He said, oh my, let's talk to Kavosai. For Oiki Moisef, this is only the Chor, the Ramban, the Shittosai. Says the Chiv is called Yom V'Yom. You go like the Rambam, which Rosh Hashanah Zam, the Chashukun says the Ikla Locha, as the Yom Zachas Yom Shabbos, the Kanishai is what? Only Mikisosai V'Tziyosai, because there is no Mekar at all to go like this Locha over here. And that's the Ikka Din, that the idea is Dafka by Kiddush and Rav Dolo, Avada, there's a Yishu Min Lismach that might not say Sunday and Monday. But what's the better thing to go do? In Yishu Min Shabbos, again, it's a Sam Sefer, it's a Chachas Musul over here, it's a Chavetz Chaim, it's a Pim Godim, it's a Chavetz Yor, it's a Ramban, it's a Ritva. So again, we can defend them right now. There are Kedoshim, Gedolim, Mice, and Sunday and Monday. But Mice, what's the correct thing? The better thing, not the correct thing. The better thing is say the days of the week, Yishu Min Shabbos, Yishu Min Shabbos, Yishu Min Shabbos. Want to go with the better thing, which each one has its own malach. The question is, how exactly say it over? Do you say Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni? You say Rishon B'Shabbos, Yom Sheni B'Shabbos. What's the story of the Chassam Sofer, the Chavetz Chaim from the Ramban? So the Tartvimo, again the Pasuk, on Zachas Yom Shabbos, the Kaddishoi, says the main point of it is you're mentioning Shabbos. But this is Yom Rishon B'Shabbos, Yom Sheni B'Shabbos. Atzal Hasheni, the Chassam Sofer, he gave me to Chavetz Musa how he write letters. And shuvas, most of his shuvas have dates to it. Most of them. Most of the time when he has the dates, he does not say Shabbos. He says, Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni, Yom Shlishi, Ravi, does not say Shabbos. Al my health, it's good enough not to have the word Shabbos. The Chavetz Chaim, let's say your test, when it says you're supposed to say the days of the week, most of his letters do not have dates. But the few that do have dates, like Michta Pei Gimel, Michta Pei Ei, says Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni, without the word Shabbos. They have Makin, the Sevich HaRedim, he had different rights, the Shisoid. The idea over here is saying Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni, is enough. The Sfar Shabbos is, Yom Rishon of what? Shabbos. Yom Sheni of what? Of Shabbos. That's the way of mentioning Shabbos. Well, even the Chacham Sofer, Taras Moshe, was saying it over, his words are very interesting. He said, Yom Rishon B'Shabbos will be Yom Sheni. Not say the second time Shabbos. His words are Yom Rishon B'Shabbos and Yom Sheni. That means you not have to say the word Shabbos. The idea of being mentioning it is Yom Rishon of something. So again, we discussed three questions. Number one, what is Zachas Yom Shabbos? Is it every day of the week? Who's Dafkan Shabbos? It's Machlokes, the Rambam, the Chinuch, or Choshulchan, Shlom Zalman say the Ik is Dafkan Shabbos. Sadashenim Ramban Udiimre, Chavetz Chaim brings down, is even during the week. Second, it was during the week, how far it's even to Yimei Ashvu or not. The Minig Ha'olim is not to. Agam Numis Bekori say, Maisi Yes, Pira Bilsk and the Mecholto. Sadashleishi, when you say it the day of the week, you have to say Shabbos or not. Pashi, you don't have to say the word Shabbos. Building upon this, what? He says a word, but his question is Dafka or not. When you bench
Chodesh, we say Yom Shlishi.
Oh no, we'll get it. I think what he's saying. Now, how did Father to take the side of here? I'm building upon this. What he says is Zochas Yom Shabbos the Kaddishoi. Is it Dafka bePeh or Yitzeh bHer? So, the Prim Godim by Austin, Prim God on Eish Lavom Sukkot Beis. He says that the idea of Zocha is Belev and Gemon Megill Dafin Ches. In your heart, the mice is enough. Mephorsha Prima Godim, who are talking about Oth from the Kavachai. They point out, there's a Mephorsha Medrash in Pashu Chukhoisai, he tells Koinim. He writes, you might think you might kind of Zocha, Zerim, Shabbat, Kadashoi, Belev. That says the word Shomer. What's the idea of Zocha? They Shoinu Beficho. Dafka Bepiv. That wouldn't be Dafka Bepiv. So the Rash and the Raivid, the Pirsh on Torah's Koinim, says it means to learn Hilchos Shabbos. That means it comes out, you have a chiv every day to learn Hilchos Shabbos, according to Derev Shat. Well, there the Ramban says over, he said, well, Pashki Tzeitzei, it means, Stam, Zochas Yom Shabbos Kadre, every day you have to mention Shabbos. Shach Zayi said, that's the Maaseh where I make Kiddush. The Chovetz Chaim says, Zochas Yom Shabbos Kadre, Bepiv over here. And therefore, Chaim Kineshki and Nachal Eitzan, you have to say Bepiv. The Simcha Bonim in the Sefer and Kavod Inik Shabbos is in the back. He's marked the Pirkei Godim and the Kabbalah and Tzorachim. Pashal all these recurs from me. It sounds like I'd say Davka Bepiv. On the side of Ikel Poskim say Bepiv, and who should you say in case Bepiv in? The Rambam or the Ramban? Is it every day? Or Davka Yisosel B'Shabbos? The Bishloim is the Rambam. Or for Shulchan Bishloim is Zalman because Yisosel B'Shabbos. See, I'll say it's very good. We say it by Kiddush. We say it by Abdullah. Came in the midst of Seder Eisov. Go the Ramban is also the Chavetz Chaim, who says the idea of Zochus every day. Where exactly is our Zochus every day? We have a Chiyav the Eisov. Chavetz Chaim is taking a Seyu test to remember Shabbos B'Piv every day. Where exactly is that? So first, there's an interesting Mogav Rom in Or Chaim Simen Samach, and it brings down the different mitzvah says you have to remember every day, and he quotes four of them. That means the Siddurim have six. Mogav Rom brings down four of them. He says, where do we have these four that we're saying every day? Where's the case of Maimon Har Sinai? Where's the case of Amalek? Where's the case of Ma'aseh Miriam? And where's the case of Shabbos? Yes, where is Shabbos supposed to do every day? He says, very simple. We say Avarabo. Avarabo. Pelvic words, he says, when Avarabo is assigned. He says, we're saying one of a charto. What does that mean? It means Ma'an Torah. Rekav Tonu means Maimon Har Sinai. That's one thing. Torah by Har Sinai. The Shimcha Gadol, what does that mean? By Amalek, he took away the shame of making Shalom. Shimcha Gadol means to remember Amalek. We say L'chayitz L'cha, and what's that? Not speak Lashon Hara. So that, everyone remembers, we say L'chayitz L'cha, everyone this morning, remember Ma'aseh Miriam. And we said, Zechartem, it's called Mitzvah Hashem. Everyone here this morning remembered, what's called Mitzvah Hashem? What's connect called Mitzvahs? Shabbos. I can tell them there's 71 Mitzvahs that connect called Mitzvahs. Tzitzis and Lulu, could I be fine? Ma'aseh Chavetz, you bring down the case of Shabbos over here, connect called Mitzvahs over here. So this morning, everyone said that at least four of them in Avarabo. They remember the Amalek, they remember Maimon Har Sinai, they remember all these cases. So we say this chirus, so we say every day. Maisel, it's a Mogav Rom, it's a Mitzamach, but it's not brought down by the Mishmur over there. Not only that, our Choshulchan does bring it down to argue with it. Say, Maisel, what? It's chirus? You write over there, we don't pass like the Ramban, pass like the Rambam. And the next way, each one over there for its own reason. Right, obvious question is, who has Kavono? Halvai shav kavono, kavono charto, the kavton lushim chakodol. Halvai, but where is that kavono? Mekam the zchirus over here. How are you yitzu without having kavono? So back to the question, Chavetz Chaim says you have the zchirus every single day bepiv. Where are you saying it every day bepiv? Devar says yaivet in seder. The Panishchai says we say it every day. Ayayim yamishim b'shabbos. Ayayim yamishayim b'shabbos. Ma'aseh mentioning Shabbos over here. The Kutei Marech, when he brings it down, if it's even better to those who know before they say Yom Mishan, they say Zochas Yom Shabbos and Kadoshoy, Yom Mishan B'Shabbos, Yom Mishan B'Shabbos, in the Shir Shal Yom. Therefore, the Mishlom Azam and Lich Hashoyim has brought down he himself every morning before the Shir Shal Yom. You say Zochas Yom Shabbos and Kadoshoy, why it's a band of Chavetz Chaim, and then say Yom Mishan B'Shabbos. I asked him, certain times you don't say the Shir Shal Yom. In this country, and numerous places, they go up in the Goyim, that they have Toivim. They don't say Yom Rishon of Yom Tovim. They say the specific Mizmor to get to the Yontif. They don't say the Shir Shal Yom. Says you're right. But can we pass on the Rambam? The Chiv of saying Repiv is Davkim Kain Bavdolo and Mekiddush, and we're not going to the Ramban. Kiddush. That means go according to the Ramban. We just chirus the Ma'aseh every single day. Apizah that Luchur Yeshua that there's certainly a mile to say Zochas Yom Shabbos every day. You can really ask a step further. What? Oh, we can really ask further now, is that if a person mentioned Shabbos, without having kavono, let's say I tell you Shabbos, tell you on Sunday something about Shabbos. If you have kavono, mekam zochos yom Shabbos ikadoshoi. The end day I mentioned Shabbos on Sunday, and I mentioned on Monday, I mentioned on Tuesday. I have no kavono mekam the mitzvah. Are you mekam schiris Shabbos? Are you mekam? Simple question over here. At the end of the day, we say mitzvah kavono. But at the end of the day, I did the Zechiro. I became the Zechiro there. So, Chura, when you get to Reisha and Aleph, it sounds like some machlokes over there, the Gdol HaKharim, this question. That means, when a person, when he says Kiddush, the Locha, Be'ikah, the Tais, the Rambam says, Kiddush is Deraiso, but Yain is only case to Rabbonim. Building upon this, Kamal the Mogav Rom, passed this way by the Eliyahu, the Marsham, they tie now a Yitzik Kiddush in Davnik. So, my CR. Maisi, you mentioned the idea of Zochos Yom Shabbos and Kadoshoy. Therefore, you mekayim Kiddush and Davening. What's Davening? We know, Mishmur brings down two Nafkaminas. In that case, you must super give it to Kiddush and not. some of the rest of the Chumah, in a davening, by Kiddush, some of the Kula, which Agav is not that symbol, this is Machlokes among the Achoinim, this is a Mutzal Eish, and the Peskachum, here they say, if you are being down, they get the Suffolk by Mitzvah Say. Maybe do not say some of the Chumah Kula, because you have a Cheskes Isser, Cheskes Tiv, go say it. And the last one time we did not say by mitzvahs. Mitzvah Chavetz Chaim comes to the Pim Godin. They gave his Savi took a lulav, Savi took a sheif on the second day. Mitzvah Savi Nama Lekulo. He also Lashitosa. He said Savi Nama Lekulo over here. A second half Kamino. By case of a cotton, the Magila Chinuch can be Yitzra another person one double upon another double. Now if the kid already daven in the Shaitin gets about Machlekes the Kiveger versus the Nesivis or the Chayodom, if you might see Yitzra two double and one double. And after coming to one of them, came another double based upon this Mogan Avram. So we have a Mogan Avram, and the Rav and Hashem, it says, sounds like the Loch is without Kavona, and became the mitzvahs of the Schiris. In fact, the Chavetz Chaim in the Bia Locho, and make the Dham, Tresu Shabbos, and Mitzvahs Chinuch, I, the Loch in Or Chaim, Sim, and Samach, the repasking mitzvahs of Schiris Kavona, repasking away even by the Abonos. But Kosh came my case to Raiso, they were from the Chavetz Chaim, the Maestro, Mistama, the Dach Ilan, not to Mekayim it through the case over here of Davning. We want to Mekayim it upon Kiddush, by, or when you make real Kiddush. And then we want Tainel Lechor, where's your Kavon over here? So Maestro, he has a big problem, the question, where's your Kavon, Mitzvah's Kavon, when he's sending Davning over here? What he says, Void Kamatayim. He has a second reason, he says, because the idea of Gemara Pesachim, Dach Kuf Yitzayim, is that a person has to mention it, Yitzias Mitzrayim in Kiddush. And Davin did not mention Yitzias Mitzrayim. This Gemara is brought down by the Ben Chanal Halacha, by the Rif and the Rosh. He says, but Davin gets a vow, maybe to answer it, we say either by Shemir or Shem of Nei Yisrael Shabbos, let's say Vishem will have a mile to it, but don't say Vishem will have the Chavetz Chaim Tarets over here. But he gets a vow, Lechura, there's no Yitzias Mitzrayim. He says he has a third problem, according to those who say Yain is the Raiso, which says true, it's not the Taisus, not the Rambam, however the Ran, the Rashbo, the Rosh, and maybe the Rambam, he has a shot with the Rambam, she does. So the Chora, Yain is deraisal. Hayim came near deraisal by tefillah, maybe you're missing the Yain, which is the case of deraisal over here. So it comes out with these three problems. The Chora, he wants to argue upon the Mogar of Rome and say, how can we come in through case of Kiddush? Either one means that Mitzvah is Kavono, second means that the Sukkah maybe Yain is deraisal, and third means that Winter Tears Mitzvahim. My Sir, either be a Loch and Maskon is, he does not go in the Mogar of Rome. He left it as a Suffolk. Then he makes out a Svek Sveiko. So let's say a cotton is 13 years old, and therefore usually in the case of the Raisa, you have come on the Chazok Rovo. Over here, maybe it's two Saris, but oh, maybe the Mogar Rom is correct. You can make a Svek Svek and three Mekel. That means at the end of the day, he still has a Mogar Rom, Sofik. Now he does not get back to answer Mr. Savona. He tries to answer the case of over here of Chias Mitzrayim. Yang can get involved with how Bakery Paskin. What happened, Mr. Savona? He does not address that point over here. It's come to Machta Shekel and he wants to answer. What is the story of Zechiris Bekolius? He says the idea is Zechiris is to mention, not to mention it Bekiddush, to mention it. The Mice, I mentioned it Dabbing over here. Mice, the fact that I had Kavona to say Shabbos over here, there was Kavona. I had what I mentioned Shabbos. I knew it was saying Shabbos. I'm saying Kiddush over here. Therefore, the Chora say, "Yoyim Mishi b'Shabbos." I'm mentioning Shabbos. I got my no kavono. According to Machta Shekel, Mogar Avraham sounds like Maisi Mekayim Mitzvah Deraisa. You are Mekayim the Avraham over here. There is a mile like the Bshom Zalman does, like the Kudim Aruch says. Yesh Noigim says Zochas Yoyim b'Shabbos the Kadoshay, but Yoyim Mishi b'Shabbos. The Chora repeats Mogar Avraham. This is a makor. Just remember the Maisi is enough without having the kavono per se. Mitzvah is kavono. Different rice this aside. The Chavetz Chaim himself in Shem Oilim. In Mechel Gal Perked Out, he brings down Zagodul Echad. Remember, I was asked to tell me who the Zagodul Echad was. They would give Shiro all the time. They always, every time he gave Shiro, he mentioned Shabbos. Why? To make sure to Mekai the Mitzvah Zachos Yom Shabbos the Kaddishoy. Pasha is meant not for him to Mekai the Shabbos. Pasha meant for the Tzibur to Mekai the Zachos Yom Shabbos the Kaddishoy. Now, people listening to the Shir, they knew why the Rav is mentioning it to have a mind to Mekai the Mitzvah. Pasha, they heard it. There is Zachar to Mekai the Mitzvah over here. The second Makar of this Indian, the Ramosh and Archaim Michael K discussing all the Schiris Beklolius, why, where did the Kondi go say it, who is a Kriya every day? Says, Pasha says, when you do the Pasha Shvua every week, in the case of Moloch, all the Schiris, you Mekayim the Mitzvah Deraisa. But where was your Kavanah to Mekayim the Schiris in the Pasha Shvua? Well, says, but Maisi mentioned it over here. Maisi mentioned it. Take a third makar. We saw Mishnah Berurah and Siman Shazayin. Sukkot, hey, he brings down the Shlach. He said that a person says during on Shabbos to greet a person, do not say Safra Tova, don't say good morning, but say a case of Shabbat Tova, Blosh Kodesh, or good Shabbos in the case of Yiddish or English. Why? Then a kind of Zochos Yemu Shabbos and Kaddishai. So Chavetz Chaim brings down a Shlach, just brought down with a Paiskim, the Elirabah, Behetiv, Nezi Sol, others, that when you greet a person on Shabbos, what does the Elul say? Good Shabbos. Says the Chavetz Chaim, why? Can we kind of Zochos Yemu Shabbos and Kaddishai? Where's the Kavano? Where's the Din? Where's the Litvak? Zochos Yemu Shabbos and Kaddishai. We remember Shabbos over here. At the end of the day, the Maisi remember Shabbos over here. What?
It's like even the Rambam is on Shabbos.
No, I know. I'm just pointing out the Kavona aspect. It could be on Shabbos, but the Kavona aspect, that means we don't have to have Kavona, Mitzvah, Kavona. The mention itself of remembering Shabbos and Mekayim is Chiris. And they have a Kavona Chiris. So come down to the Chura that Avad is a Maila to get the Ramban sheet to remember every single day. Most of us are saying the Yom anyway, Yom Mishim B'Shabbos. So we're kind of Mitzvah. We don't say the Yom, we say the what's Yom Tov of the day is Meme Chanami. He says, Zachos Yom Shabbos Kachri, Kain Mitzvah the Yisrael. To pen the Minigoylam, again, we can come from the Rambam, come from the Chinuch over here. There's one last point in the case of Schiris. Chavetz Chaim left it out. He left it out because it could be over there, you're not really mentioning it. It's when you see your tzitzis, you remember the tchelis, you remember the mitzvahs, like it's one of those. Like, and what does that mean exactly? How in the world is remember all the mitzvahs, you remember Shabbos. Some of you might remember Luluf because it's not entire mitzvahs. Some might remember tzitzis. So might remember Yishev Eretz Yisrael. Maybe that's more kedai for certain people in this room. And Konami, can I give you a talk with this? Well, last point in Schirus over here is that when a person says a Schirus, do you have to understand what you're saying? It's a question of Makolia. So when you hear a Malik, and you read a Parsha, and you say, Moitzi Vayoitzi, then there's a clap over there, and there's, like Rashi has one word, three pshatim. You have to have all three pshatim in mind. You have to know what taichma means. It means getting cold. It's a taichma akev. It's not a kiddush. I mean, most of us know what the word Yitzias Mitzrayim means, what Zochos Yom Shabbos Kaddishai means, but that noshim, the ktanim, the baal tshuvas, the people have no idea. People are hearing the words. Are you mekayim the mitzvah by hearing the words without understanding the words? Some people think it's a teches, it's a text, say over here. So Chaim Knievsky himself wrote in Sefer Nachal Eson. He writes on the case of Shabbos and the other Malik. He says, Chazal Masak the Sayyid, and we kind of describe it by saying it without understanding it. Important, Lafuke, certain people who say it in the Gaita Malik, they always give a shir how you have to send every single word, even the Taich words over here. Chaim says over, Negate the Shabbos, man, once you say the words, Chazal was Takonu was Zocher, you were Zocher. That's enough over here. Negate the Kiddush in the Beis Knesses, so the Makrov is in the Gemara Psochem, Daf Kuf and Beis. The Gemara brings down that machlokes why exactly are making kiddush in the shul. Rav says yidei yain lo yotzo, have yidei kiddush yar yotzo. Shmuel says even yidei kiddush lemaisi not yotzo. Why kiddush not yotzo? Says Shmuel ain kiddush el b'makom sudo. That's what we have to get to. The klal that we pass ain kiddush el b'makom sudo. According to Rav, maisi if you say kiddush, why make kiddush at home? The Gemara says why for banim bnei beisai. According to Shmuel, if you're not yotzo kiddush in shul. So why do we make Kiddush and Shul for? He said, negate the sugya of the Urchim. That means it comes out, first how you're passing Rabbi Shmuel, still the Elims of Tosfos, and even though usually you're passing Rabbi Yisuro, over here in the Maaseh you're passing like Shmuel, and Kiddush El Mokum Sudo, we pass the Loch is that we have to make Kiddush and Shul only to the Urchim, and not to the Yisuro sugya of Kiddush. That points out, if so, comes out, what's the Loch? We have no Urchim. That means we're making Kiddush and Shul only to the sugya of Urchim like Shmuel. What happens if you don't have Urchim? Said Taisus, if you have no Orchim, you make Kiddush is a Baruch Levatolo. Baruch Levatolo. Brought down by the Rosh, Torah is down from the high, Torah themselves seem to go this way, that with no Orchim, the Maisha does not make Kiddush. That's how the Shedin, the Torah brings down, that there's a Rabbein Naturoi, but he says still to make Kiddush. And what's the Rabbein Naturoi's reason? He said, negate the Sugya of Sakono, we learn the Loch and Simon Shin Aleph. Over there, when a person takes large steps, he loses 1/500 of his eyesight, the Gemara says you get it back. One of the ways to get it back is by the case of having Kiddush in putting on top of your eyes the words of the Torah, or the words of the Beis Yosef, drinking over here, and getting back inside the sugya of Sakono. Come on, the Torah, and he says, if that's the reason, the Gemara does not say that's the Yisrael. The Gemara says, it's not the sugya of Urchim, not the sugya of Sakono, it's not the sugya of Refuah over here. She does not like this reason. The second reason why they make Kiddush in Shul, even though there are no Orchim, Rebbeinu Yonah says that certain people do not know how to make Kiddush. Those people do not know how to make Kiddush, we say Kiddush for them. It's also very stossimly sugya. The Rav, the Ikkadei being down from the Rajbo, the Ran, the Magen Mishnah, Chazal will misakin it why mitzad Orchim. Have like numerous takonas as it compared to, says the Rajbo, to the sugya of when a person says me'ein sheva, originally the sugya me'ein sheva, lochen reisham zayin, over there came out. Why say me'ein sheva? Mitzad, those are am shebesod, am shebesodis, the mice that come late, some people now also come late, but not coming mitzad the sodas. And therefore, for that reason, because people come from the sodas, therefore the mesakin, where they come from the sodas or not, mice say me'ein sheva. Here also, the mesakin, the idea of kiddush over here, mitzad the orchim, whether they have Orchim or not, there's a Tekona. Once they're the Tekona, we keep the Tekona until Kimmel and another bet to Mavatul. They're not Mavatul, we keep the Tekona. So come out, Maisa, should we make Kiddush when they have no Orchim? It's Machlokes among the Rishonim, very clear. Places, Rosh, the Torah, the Imei, they come up and say it's a Brochel Vatala. I'll show you the main defense of why to make Kiddush over here. It's out there, Ash, with Iran. Once they're the Tekona, the Maisa keeps the Tekona. The local Maisa, the Paskin, come on the Machaber. First he says it's better not to make Kiddush. Not to. Choshe Baruch Hu Atol. The lady said, "V'chein minig in Eretz Yisrael." The Maisel, they would not make Kiddush in Eretz Yisrael. The Maisel, come to the Magen Avraham, and he says, "Not to mevatel minig." A lot of you want to be semich upon the Rashba. It sounds like a person has the right to keep the minig. And there was Mishavu and he brings out between the Seinu in Europe. The Maisel, they kept the minig. They would make Kiddush in the shuls over here. The Be'omer, even the said Shad the Mechaber, even though the Mechaber sounds like a person should not make Kiddush, he gets involved with saying that since the Numus is showing him that now have the Ksav Yad, if the Mechaber would have saw it, he would have kept it as is. Even the Yisraelim saying you can leave it as is, not to move out to the Minik. Building upon this, they get involved with the after real is Mechaber said two things. The Amos said two things. Another Amos, Mechaber, the Sekalim. Number one is whether there's a Minik and not to go keep it. And number two, in Eretz Yisrael, the Minik is not to. The question now is, it comes to Eretz Yisrael, does a person have a right to make Kiddush in Shul? Let's say people come from their shtetl, in the shtetl to make Shul, the whole kfutzi gets up, and anyone from Germany comes to Eretz Yisrael, do they have a right now to make Kiddush in Shul over here? Keep that Minik. Or once we have the Mechavet says the Minik Eretz Yisrael is meisa not to make Kiddush, you have no right to make Kiddush. So the Har Tzvi has a tshuva about this, or Chaim Chelgalov. He writes in Yishlaim, there's a meaning not to make Kiddush. However, outside of Yishlaim, truly there's a base ace that says the Maisa Minik is not to. However, the Magen Avraham says, you have a right to do like the Minik. And therefore, Kedai to be served upon the Magen Avraham, the Ramah Shal Yisrael, and it's all you have a right to make Kiddush, but not in Yishlaim. The Chaznish also, when they got to Bnei Brak, the Yetzi Ashkenaz went to Bnei Brak, it's the Chaznish what to go do, and the Chaznish told the Yetzi Ashkenaz, the Yakis, the Kedoyma, and Bnei Brak, the Maisei can make Kiddush. Put down the way by the Shemir Shabbat Chosoi. They went over to Chaim Kanievsky, the next generation, Prima Fakvich, only Yetzi Germany. But the second generation, what right to make Kiddush? Chaim Kanievsky, first generation, second generation, third generation. They all have a right to Mamshech to make the Kiddush over here. They have a right to make their own Kiddush. Atzad Hasheni, Sliezer, is talking about what Kreishman over here says. Read the Shulchan Aruch slowly, there are two things. He's saying two to them. Number one, it's better not to make Kiddush. And number two, and I saw the minig is not to make Kiddush. What's the Magen Avraham going back on? He's going back on what's better to go do. Machab is saying better not to. Magen Avraham says, Maisa, the minig they have a right to. But not come to argue what the minig Eretz Yisrael is. Minig Eretz Yisrael is Maisa not to make Kiddush. They will come with his liaison and says, in Eretz Yisrael, you can't make Kiddush over here. What's he saying over here? Look, what's the question of Claudius? Who really runs and controls Eretz Yisrael over here?
Same as Erdi Shabbos. Like, it's the same as Erdi Shabbos.
It's a great question. Good Shiloh. Who's Kvei the Minig? Who's in the right? Is there a way to make the Minig? Well, even let's take it a step further now. That's an Eretz Yisrael. You have to realize that Eretz Yisrael says, Eretz Yisrael, you have the right. You have a right to make Kiddush. In Yerushalayim, there's a Minig not to make Kiddush, you can't make Kiddush. That means it's Liezek, Lisa Eretz Yisrael in Yerushalayim. Liash says, in Yerushalayim, you have the right. Maisa, Sefer Shroshim, Minig Ashkenaz. That's the Yaki's Sefer about the Negev to Menogim. They went over to Rosh Sheinberg. He says, can we make Kiddush Yerushalayim? So Yerushalayim, he says, Yerushalayim is given over to Klal Yisrael. We write in English, melting pot. Kura Hituch. It's a melting pot in Yerushalayim. And no one has any right to create any minigs over here. And he quotes, Laichad Nishanem Neibrak, the same thing over here also, no difference. Even Yerushalayim, you have a right. Echem Nechavura. He's opening up a shul. It's Netshu Mechavet. And he went over and he wrote a letter to Chaim Knievsky, the Yitzhak Ashkenaz, and he wrote over to have a right to make a minig in Yishalayim, go after the minig of Frankfurt domain. Chaim wrote back in Yisnechim Mechavet, Yechilim, you can, no problem. Not them to Yishalayim, not Yishalayim. Again, it seemed to be a question of Mechlolius. How do you look at things? Who has the right to create a minig over here? And Maisi says you can. So again, this forum, some say yes, some say no. It's a great question. Not really our city, it's a question of Mechlolius. What do you go do in the gate to all monogamy, it sounds like? No, it sounds like they say that's the minig of Mechaber. And Mechaber has a double thing. He has two things over here. Yeah, he says, Mechalik, he says, he writes very clearly. He writes, he never shlime, he noig Mechaber, basic Knesses, I will put you shlime, he should noig. Then it goes on, basically, he was writing to the Hard Tzvi, or basically Frank, when he was alive, he was writing a letter back to him, disagree with him. Now, to get to the drinking the yain over here, so first, the question, when you only have a gadol, so maisa, come along the place, can bring down, and can give it to a gadol, and how much to drink, makavam, four times, you drink a revias. Hakam, we'll get to the sugya and the get to how much you're supposed to drink, as kiddush makam pseudo, we're going to pass like a chil to drink two revias.
In that case, it's not a brachal at all, because you're a kiddush, no?
It's considered makam pseudo. It won't be, yeah, it won't be a problem. But that's what we're trying to take care of this issue over here. No, there really two. There are two things. There's a kiddush, and there's bar piragof. Two things over here. Right.
But if you drink the revius,
then you take kiddush makom suda. Takes care of this issue. So right. So first engagement. First, so now two things.
That.
There's a gadol. There's a what?
So why don't you just do
that? Why don't you do that?
Give it to a kid and take a sip.
Sip. So the word sip. Okay, well, that's two steps. It's a good point. But first, even the word you said over. What? No, right. So, there's a couple of points. Thing over here. Number one, drinking wine will get you another simple a kid's makom pseudo. Number two, the bad thing is you have two revias. You have wine, give a kid two revias, and when you have a very geschmack over here. I know. Especially when we like see them have whiskey, it's even more geschmack. But, these are things to go do to get around the issue of Brachu Batol, take your Toyoshito. That's not the better thing you'll do. No one's having the pseudo in the shul. No one's having the pseudo there. Now, again, so when we have a kiddush in shul, what you're going to do, when it's a godel, the loch is give one of yes, gam the graz rights, we'll get a loch and give Brachu pseudo, ratio, alpha, ratio, and gimel, abad, you should have two of yes, and that's the correct thing. Only eight sets have one of yes. But the main thing is to give to a cotton. How much you give a kotti, he does not take a sip. That's, of course, a mistake. He has a drink of Molly Lugumov. Right. Now, who's Molly Lugumov? The kid's Molly Lugumov. Well, that could be a sip. I don't know. Depends on how big the kid over here is. Now, the kid... Now, the question that comes from the and they ask, will be not the very basic Nafis of Halacha, is that we learn the Halacha in Simon Shimon Gimel. Halacha is to give a kotti doing a vera on Shabbos, even Ister Reisah Safina. We have to eat from Sukkim for it, Tumma, Shuatim, and Dam. That to give a cotton something, put it inside his mouth, or put it beyond, you'll even listen. In most cases, give a chagav to a grasshopper that gets in, put it inside his mouth, it's automatic, therefore you'll even listen. So the shadow here is, how in the world are we making kiddush over here and giving a cotton to go drink, before you have a bayam inside the suga of the safiha? As a effect, the achrenim, makavram, mishabruah. Now, there are different ways of answering. First, the Bach starts off saying, the cotton is shloya gilachinach. Rosh Hashulchan wants to go this way. Therefore, it's no problem. The problem is, says the Mokhavam upon this, we're talking about Mishabruah, Bakar, Adirabah. Not a Gilechinach before the Brachim, Batal over here. See, that's be a case in the Gilechinach. Now, what happened in the case of Sviya, says Mishabruah, show you Mikamatimim, but I am Mokhavam. If you read the Mokavam slowly, it seems to have seven reasons why. There'll be obviously Naftali's Halacha and the Sunday side over here. That means, first he starts off saying that maybe the whole entire idea of Safinon is Dafka negate the Sugya of Allah, not negate the say. And here, Mavata and Israel say, they point out, Mokavam, my sweet Paschal Safinon is even Darbonon's. Koshka may say, but when it's one Chalik in the case of Allah, and say, a second Chalik wants to Machalik, then we Paschal, Machalik is, can you eat people Kiddush? Is only eating his ulcer, or even drinking his ulcer? Kamal Gemara Rum, he wants a Taino, negate this sugya will be samach for cotton that there is dafk eating and drinking the mash is mutter. Gemara pass like this, negate the cotton, drinking is mutter. The third thing he goes on further and says, the Beisheis of Teretz, Yeshua bin Nachar, Maisha bin Mekel over here. A fourth thing he says, is Teretz of Shimon Shimon Gimel Hanu Rebisei, this is natural habitat, we do negate the tzarech of the cotton, Maisha is mutter. A fifth Chalukhi Kamungan says, the whole idea of Safinon, Dav is something that's Be'etzim Osir, Chazir is Osir. Be'etzim drinking and eating is mutter, just as man, when he eating it, is before Kiddush. This man who says Anis Safinon, the thing Be'etzim Eli is mutter, that's his fifth Svar over here, Kamungan Sofim Nadav, Pesim Sofim Nadav Kabob. A sixth Nav Kamino, he said, Yuchav by case of Kiddush in the morning, Zerai Vachito, the Paschim, there's no issue eating before Kiddush in the morning. A night might be problems, but Semichon, at least in the morning, on the right of Shito. And he ends off, also, we have Issa to Ma'anis Ketanen, and then where it says, we all have Shash to Ma'os the Mishra, can do it for the own Tarkon, the own Tzarech Lomir. So come down, he says, seven different points. And before I thought I see, there are really like four main points over here. One is Ma'isa, Kimi Ma'anis, L'anisai, you can make it hard for the child, shove the child. Number two, this Ma'am Etzim over here is causing the Issa. Number three is the tzarech of the cotton, and number four is the chibutun that's saying a lot. Those are four main malachim over here. Building upon this, very simple question. Your child is before Kiddush in the morning. Can you give your child to eat before Kiddush in the morning? 10 in the morning, Tati come home yet. Your kid is 10 years old, 11 years old, a boy is 12 years old. He's roi l'chinuch. They want to eat something. No, you have to wait until Tati comes home for Kiddush. Build upon these reasons. We're talking about a kid as well as chinuch. The reason I just said over, can't shove the child, the tzarech cotton, chilbet ha'sein lav, the zman karm, mice is mutter. And then was in the magavrom, the chayodom, the grass, or chasholchon, the kitzer, the mishmur, the mice to give a child to eat in the kiddush in the morning, there is no problem, the chatchilo. That means some people try to push their children, they don't know before shalach over here by sugar of kiddush, that kid is roi l'chinuch, a 10-year-old, 11-year-old, the mice can eat before kiddush, the chatchilo is no problem. Now the question is, how far does it take this yisoid over here? Again, a lot like a chilo before kiddush after. So the question really is, what is the ikar tam? Or maybe another nusach, is it chutzu or dechoyo? I mean, again, we have a couple of tam over here. I mean, if say the tam over here is because the yoyim is garim, and there's no ikar in the is over here, it comes out, what's yisoid? It's chutzu. The kid can do whatever he wants. He can eat before davening, no problem. If you come along and you say over here, it's Osla Noisai, the Chura, what's the reason? The Tzarech of the cotton. He needs to. No one Mala Noisai, not the Waichidix for the future. So it's the case of the Chuy over here. You can argue the point. The Tzarech of the cotton, also maybe the Hutch of the Chuy over here. So it sounds like the question is the Hutch of the Chuy. Nafkamina is, the Chura, there are three different ways to say over the Nafkaminas. One is the Pachim is very clear, Kiddush in the morning. What about Kiddush at night? Kiddush at night. The kid just ate before Shabbos. And he woke up and Tati, I'm hungry, Mommy, I'm hungry. He just ate. Lanoisai? Zeb Tzorech? Or if you don't have the Raivet Shita, not the case in the morning. Read the words of the Mishabura, he said over Shachris. Say, Vichinuch, you saw him say, Dafka B'Shachris and not B'Lailo. Say, Vichinuch, said, no, Mishabura is not Dafka. They point out, Luchur, if they said over here, is why? Because the Yem has been going. Who cares night during the day? And that's the ikka reason for time of the chayotim, the grass, and the kitzer. That's the ikka reason. Therefore, even at night, before kiddush, the mice, no problem. They point out the chur, there's a mishabu and simu kuvav. Mishabu discussing every morning, can he eat before davening? For cotton. Says the mishabu, you can, he sends you to the loch over here and raise stomach tests. It's nothing to do with the raivet sheet of kiddush. Where it sounds like stam, mice, you can, there's no problem over here. It sounds that way over here. So, and therefore, look around Numasram, the grass, or the Tzion, Numasram, Shmir Shabbos, say, negate the Kiddush even by night, Simcha Babonim, Piskachuvas, even at night, before Kiddush, the mice can give a child. No problem. That seems to be the people who know the halacha, they can give a Kiddush, or the Chinuch in the morning, then Namacham to the morning or the night. One Afkamino. The second Afkamino, a kid who wants a candy, he said, can I have it, can I have it, that's a Tzorech. That's a Tzorech. I know you're not giving it. But can you give it to a child? Can every shul give it to a child? So, giving to a child, the Chora, a lot of them have less of a chinuch is one thing. Oh, more of a chinuch, can you give a child a candy? Let me the chura. If it's tchuyo, why is it mutter? If it's because, you know, we have to be semich on certain sheets over here. Aslan loisoy or chilbi nasein alav. What's the reason over here? Now we come from the rivet sheet of semich. We don't pass on the rivet. So makom tzayuch a tzayuch upon the rivet. There's no tzayuch over here. That's yachal the rivet. Well, even the morning white give the kid a candy. And the laptop at night. In the morning, they give the kids a candy. So they start coming to shul. Well, why give the candy for? There's no tzayuch over here. We go over to the yomis garim. Hutra, no problem over here. Therefore, it depends upon this farm. The piskei tshuvas, or the same before, and the bechazosh said, my son, it's a hutra over here. Give the kid a candy. This will be Ash. He says, what's the answer? How can you give a kid a candy over here? What's the case over here? With semichal, what? Because over here, we have a sheet of the rivet. That's not what we pass like. Why give the kid a candy over here? We have third napkin, you know. Is that my soul? What? No, for every time a person, a godel eats before Kiddush, everybody takes blood over the crowd. I'm eating before Kiddush.
Is there a candy man by Reuben?
There is a candy man. I don't watch what he does. I watch what the Rav Kaiser Shul does, but again, but who controls the candy man is a great question.
But he was never stopped.
Usually the candy man is not Tabal Chacham.
Sometimes.
Usually, I just don't always. Are you a candy man? Well, now, we'll ask afterwards what the Buri does. We'll have a mice around. I don't want to ask him around.
I'm saying, but he was never stopped by
Reuben. There are a lot of people listening. A lot of people listening. Why do we not do that? A third nafkamina could be if a kid can be mekaddish, that means it's 10 o'clock in the morning, the kid's home, and I finish having a 10. I usually come home at 11, I learn for another hour, I come home at 11. And I have a 12 year old home, 11 year old home, and he wants to eat something before kiddish. She tell the kid, Maisa, make kiddish. She tell the kid. Why? Because only it's a tchuyo. A Maisa, it's something like the rivet shito, we don't pass on the rivet shito. Well, no, the Maisa, the short of the young girl, Maisa, no problem over here. The Yatsev says, you can make Kiddush, the Maisa should make Kiddush. Well, he said that Yom Gurim, the Iker, according to that Mahalik, the Kitzer, the Chayotim, and the Graz, the Maisa, you don't have to tell the kid to make Kiddush over here. So coming out, again, L'chura, it seems to be those who know, they go to the Chayotim, Graz, and Kitzer, the Iker, the Yom Gurim, you have a Heta by case of candies, you have a Heta even the case of night, you have a Heta even to eat before Kiddush, even the Chachil, no problem. However, there is a side point. Says the Olatian on the Kavz of Locha, the Vadzi said the Chinuch over here. I mean, there's one technical Locha, and the Vadzi, we should make Chanuch kids over here, the point of Chinuch. I mean, as a Locha, yes, it's 11 year old eat before Kiddush. Maybe sometimes we should make Chanuch kids. What? Kavz Yigim Hashanah? That's the Loshan? Yeah, Kavz Yigim Hashanah, right. That's the Loshan, but the Vadzi said the Chinuch, a lot of Kavz Yigim. Nearly. It's a Yibachanuch. What? Again, you hold me to Mechanic make Kiddush. Mechanic make Kiddush. That's a chinuch shiboy. Don't make Kiddush. Now, some kids don't like, you know, your child does not like grape juice. Some kids do not like grape juice. Why? He has issues. Fine. Fine. You don't tell me Kiddush. You're not Mechanic. Mechanic in the future. What? But you give it to him. In that case, yes. Even a 12 of them, I still give it. But we can't make Mechanic. Mechanic. Fine. Simon Ein Reish. The idea of a Malikim. So on the page it's only brought down by Malikim. However, there are for Shulchan, for example, the Zayar. People say Kigavno, each one onto his own. Now, if in a Svad diving in a Nusach Ashkenaz or vice versa, you want to say your own Nusach, that's one Shaila. But say it out loud. Those are like saying Kigavno. If you're placing in Ashkenaz, it means Porsche and Tzibur. The same people like saying Kesser. If you're placing in Nusach Ashkenaz, well, that's the Bayah of Lysis Gredu. That's not the correct thing you want to go do.
From some do nothing.
Now, the Maaseh to say the idea of Amalekim, so it's interesting, there's a Makor Chaim, a few hundred years ago, says, even a Tamil Chochem Muflig, who's Mashlim Kol Mesechta Shabbos, Kol Yom Shabbos Kredish. So the whole time Mesechta, I'm not sure if he's Gemara Mishnais, possibly he's Mishnais over here. Still, he says, not to approach the Tzibman to go say it. Why, if Maratim should not learn from him to not go say it? Look around, a lot of people just, at least amount of time to give you to go say it. Most of the people do not seem to be saying it. And Luchara, you should not part with Sibyl. Why should you go say it over here? There's an interesting Mr. Bruin Simon Nun. He says when people say Ezim Makaimim, or Bemem Alikim, or Pitim Makadaris, she recall Nigin de Mishnais. Some Nigin Mishnais. Now, I'm still trying to figure out what the Nigin Mishnais over here is. Might say, whatever the Nigin is, that's how you're supposed to go say it. Now, what they go say, the halacha is the base, when Riki comes out, we don't say that Yontov comes out on Erev Shabbos, Yontov comes out on Shabbos, or Chol HaMoed, or the case of Yom Kippur. However, the case of Chanukah Lamaisa, we do say it. Simon Rishayin Aleph, Shana Sugi of Kiddush Al Yayin. So, Chamul Magavom, and he starts off with the Kune Shabbos, and the person gets about the Sugi of Mazolos, the different Mazolos. The Mazal Edoim, which is Mars, and the Mazal Tzedek, which is the case of Jupiter. The two bad Mazalos, one of them is Madim, Mars. Actually, a good one is Tzedek, is Jupiter. Therefore, the 6th hour is Tzedek, the 7th hour is Madim. Therefore, what's the correct time for first to make Kiddush? At the end of the 6th hour, which is the case of Tzedek over here. Not the case of Madim. Brought down by Tzedek Shabbos, Berhitim, and others. And the coming of the Machzor Shekel says that it means Shovis, not Zmanius. That means there are people who make Kiddush in the 6th hour, not in the 7th hour, but Shovis. The Maiso, a lot of people are not medactic to say doctor in the 6th hour. The words that are Chashulchan, the Chash Chasholm to say, attack the Mazolos, they point out who does not bring it down, not brought down the Mishnah Berurah. Now, those who are medactic, they point out, Real Magavom says two things. He only says Aloha, make Kiddush at the end of the 6th hour. He does not say, let's say you miss the 6th hour. Does he say not do it in the 7th hour? He might not say don't do it in the 7th hour. The Tosfos Shabbos, when he brings it down, the Graz, when he wants to bring it down, he says don't do it in the 7th hour. Not clear from the Magavom. Mice again, there are those who are medactic, say daft in the 6th hour. They try to not say the 7th hour, the medactic should medactic him. And the Moinam, the least little father of the Mishnah Berurah, Lav Yerim and Shleim and Maisa, they're not seem to be worried about this Indian over here, but not talking to the Mazolos. The Maisa, we come home, we don't want Ma'ana people to wake, to not make Kiddush during the 7th hour, the Maisa make Kiddush over here. Now, in that deal, again, being Mechavin, the Sugya of Kiddush in Davening, there we spoke about the way the Mokar Vom, and Mishmoa 3, Pikpukum and Paul the Mokar Vom. What does come out an interesting question. So a person, when he say the idea of Kiddush, we're saying Kiddush al Yayin. Shall again, al Yayin Teraisa, or not Teraisa. But nicely, we're saying the idea of Schiris in Davening. So a person in Davening have a mind not to Mekayim Zochos Yom Shabbos and Kaddishoi, to Mekayim Kitikunoi al Yayin. I mean, is there a Milo? That means we Daven. And the Makavom came along and said, wrote down, give me al Rav and Marsham, that we are Mekayim Zochos Yom Shabbos and Kaddishoi in Tfilo. Is there a reason to say in your mind, I'm not being Mekayim Zochos Yom Shabbos Kaddishoi? Otherwise, I took care of my Deraiso, and the only thing I'm doing, Aliyah, in the case, drop on. That's not because I wanted, the second upon the Yain. So there's a Chassam Soif in Shuvo, and some Chavalev, and some Yud Zayin, some Tezvov, Kupam Gimel, and he writes, naturally, since we want to do what Chazal wants, the Bestow, we have no Kavan Mekayim in your Davening. And naturally, you only become the derisive in your Kiddush over here. It's a natural way.
He's
arguing with you. Step by step. Yeah, Pashas
he is. Why did
they say that? Atzala, what?
The sources.
It does not sound like they argue with each other. One sounds like it's smart, yeah. We know about Atzala, it sounds like it. Atzala Sheni. The Shlomo Zalman wrote down in Shmir Shabbos, it better to have gone and not to be Yitzhak Shilom. Better not to. They point out, Lechura, the Amoynam does not have, before Dami Amoyn, not to camp Zalman Shem Shabbos and Kaddishoi. Number one, they point out from Mokharam El Yabo, they did not seem to hold this way, this concept over here. They did not seem to ma'akiv this concept. They say, you're kind of with Kiddush. Number two, the Chafsoyim says, even according to him, Maisel, we don't see over here of any, naturally, the stumbles, even though the Mokar Vom would email, some sort of email. Might she read the Mishnah Berurah, it's not clear. I'm not trying to read Toiv Yisa or Shiicha or the Mitzvah Seder Eisa. Does it mean to have mind not to become in Shemana Esrei? Or do you mean naturally not having a mind? I'm not sure how to read it. People come along with me and I really don't know how to read the Mishnah Berurah. At the end of the day, the Stimus of Poiskim, you cannot see the Eidl giving a clap, have mind not to become in Shemana Esrei. We don't see that over here. Lo Shemana Vlo Inu, I got my knowledge from the Zamat and the Shemir Shabbos. And we're not seem to worry about this context over here. But Mitzvah Hashem, next time, based on words, I think I'd like to focus next time on the big Polish Mapo of Mekadosh, which I think will be negated this year for people in Chutz Yishlaim, and even those in Yishlaim who want to be Mekayim Purim Mishulish, in its own way over here. We rain again this year. We put it back with Kaddish on when Purim comes down to Erev Shabbos.
I thought we were Shangimo.